pet drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's another Administrative Professionals Day. Well, just admin day. Come on, of course we're professionals. Do they think anyone wants to work in this dump for free? I remember when it was called Secretary's Day. It was a real party for the receptionist and secretaries. They'd go out and drink during lunch. Nobody expected them to do much when they got back, if they even came back. And I'd end up having to finish their work for the day. Now drunk secretary party day is admin day. It's been reduced to an early morning announcement of appreciation and a gift card to Chili's. Yep, admin day ain't what it used to be. Sorry, girls, party's over. Oh, here comes my boss with the gift envelopes. They'll feel so appreciated.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says his administration will ignore any subpoenas from congressional Democrats.
The only way they can luck out is by constantly going after me on nonsense.
Democrats say they have a constitutional right to investigate suspected misconduct. President Trump today pledging to battle the deadly epidemic of opioid abuse until the job is done. At a drug abuse and heroin summit in Atlanta, he said the federal government is going after the drug companies that push addictive painkillers.
We are holding big pharma accountable. They should be accountable.
He's also calling for immigration reform to stem illegal drugs from entering the U.S. at its borders. The parents of a missing 5-year-old Illinois boy charged with his murder. Police say the body of Andrew A.J. Friend was found in a shallow grave wrapped in plastic near his home. This is Fox News.
And don't forget, the Democrats want them to vote after they're convicted.
This is CNN.
You remember a couple years ago we were sitting here and we were talking about that exploding phone. Well, now Samsung has another high-profile phone launch and another major issue with their device.
It burst into flames.
It looks like a fireball.
As if that wasn't freaky enough, it will be tested to see if, in fact, it has rabies.
Plus, flesh-eating bacteria.
Are you kidding me?
I just know that it smells terrible. Wow.
The company says they're encouraged by the excitement around the Galaxy Fold, but the device needs further improvements.
You think?
And when we continue, 62 people are dead after a real-life hungry hippo devours a boat full of tourists. We'll have team coverage.
Gets a little out of control there at the end. So I got Hillary op-ed, cautions against impeachment. Who the hell is she to caution anybody against anything? They're all nuts. They honestly, that's my simple. I can't look at the news anymore. I'm so tired of crazy people. Bernie Sanders and several of the other. The whole strategy for this election coming up is to wet the finger, stick it in the air, and see which way the wind is blowing. So they throw out a ridiculous that would you let the Boston terrorist vote? Well, yeah. And then they get blowback for that. Well, you know, that's a conversation. They couldn't talk specifics if their lives depended on it. They got nothing except Trump hate. That's all they got. And if you hate him enough, you can put us in charge, and then we'll really give you something to hate. Ass. Polls. Really. I'm up to here with it.
It's already gone downhill that quickly. Dana and Jacqueline leave the studio. Just a few minutes, and now you're already back.
Did you record that thing for me?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
If you go to my folder, Liners.
Good. In the middle of greed.
Just type Bomb Hours.
Okay.
And put it on a hotkey. You'll still have to use, you know, people should know the number by now, 272-9228, but...
Yeah, no, we got to give the number.
And you should probably put it next to your Law and Order hotkey. Dun, dun.
Notice how quickly I can find these. I need them. It's a gift. It's the only one I have. 506, what if you only needed one company to take on all of your tech challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider. with over 500 top-notch service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. Everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result of a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, C-Spire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. You can learn more at cspire.com. That's cspire.com/business. C-Spire, customer inspired. Brad McDonald joining us shortly.
As we get a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is showing a lot of traffic out there this afternoon. The boulevard is extra crowded, especially between Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway. We also see a big jam up around I-85 and then between the Atlanta Highway and Wetumpka Highway. Let's be careful out there. There's a lot of traffic rolling with you. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any problems. 65 North is running great out of downtown towards Prattville. Now, if you are south of Montgomery coming in on I-65 North, look out. We know we have one accident right at the interchange. It looks like we have another one that's going to be around Fairview Avenue, so be careful. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, everything looks like a smooth ride for you. Just be careful this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. They're ready when you or those you love need them. Haynes Ambulance. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Thank you, Scott. Local news at 509.
I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Lawmakers have advanced a bill that would legalize medical marijuana. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill today. That bill heads to the Senate floor. The bill would allow patients with a valid medical cannabis card to not be charged with a crime of marijuana possession. Today is Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the State House. Four bills were introduced in the House that will help law enforcement and citizens battle human trafficking through education and training. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security say that 40% of human trafficking in the country happens in the Southeast. And Governor Kay Ivey will welcome the Auburn men's basketball team at the Governor's Mansion today. She'll host a ceremony to congratulate the team and Coach Bruce Pearl on making program history in their first ever Final Four NCAA appearance. Those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days, but get ready for some weather changes right around the corner. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy at times. A very mild night tonight with a low temperature down to 60. We stay dry. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 82, widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And maybe a few stronger storms involved with this storm system as well. Friday's high around 80. Looks like some really nice weather returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Introducing the newest Avenger, Spoiler Man. Here to keep the world safe from Avengers Endgame spoilers with Stark Industry gadgets like his spoiler ray.
Oh my God, Becky, in the final scene of Endgame...
Spoiler ray, activate! Don't worry, the secret's safe with me.
You killed my friend.
Spoiler Man. He once drank an entire carton of radioactive spoiled milk, giving him the ability to stop spoilers in a single bound.
It's the spoiler alert.
Dude, Avengers Endgame was crazy. Check this out.
Activate gag order.
At the end?
Spoiler Man. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a man who really does not want you to ruin the finale of Endgame. You know Endgame, the movie where the Avengers
find...
I am just kidding.
But seriously, don't ruin Endgame.
Seriously.
The movie, this Avengers thing?
Yeah.
There could be a spoiler with that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that the entire country is going to go to the movies this weekend and watch this and spend $1 billion.
Yeah, it's going to make over a billion in a week.
And then go home and, you know, get naked and watch Game of Thrones.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get naked, but... I don't, John, I like Jonathan, my roommate, but not that way.
We have a Mark Dice clip we can listen to for a minute.
Okay.
I'm trying to...
No, I watched the spoiler-free review of Endgame last night, and it's incredible. And for a movie to, out of the opening weekend, they're estimating $850 to $900 million,
yeah.
Partly because it's being released all over the world, including China. And it's a cool cultural moment in the sense that for all the differences we have all over the world, it's not exactly, some might say it's not that deep, but whatever. The fact that millions of people from all over the world in different cultures are going to enjoy this one thing.
How many Hollywood douchebags are in this?
A lot. I mean,
people that we really don't like.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not like you in that way. I put politics aside.
I tend not to enrich people who hate me.
Well, they're going to get rich anyway, whether you spend your $12 or not.
I just don't want mine in there.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, everybody's in it.
I'm sorry. I'm being an Ojan provocateur. This Mark Dice clip is called Airhead. Let's give it a quick listen.
While the senior leadership of the Democrat Party, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff for brains, have admitted that there's no hope of impeaching President Trump after the big Mueller nothing burger, that hasn't stopped Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her brat pack of fellow freshman members of Congress. She tweeted out, quote, Mueller's report is clear in pointing to Congress's responsibility in investigating obstruction of justice by the president. It is our job, as outlined in Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution. As such, I'll be signing on to Rashida Tlaib's impeachment resolution.
Who wrote that for her? You know she didn't write that. Article 1 clause. Where did she? She doesn't know squat.
Rashida Tlaib is the other new crazy Muslim member of Congress who was also elected at the 2018 midterms. She's the one who doesn't wear the hijab. And despite her political career being all but 3 months long, she knows better than all the senior members of Congress who've been saying for months now that impeachment is not on the table. Because it's not possible. Here's Communist Cortez talking on a Yahoo News podcast, which apparently can't figure out how to record in color, talking about why we need to impeach the president.
I think you could reach in a bag and pull so many things out that are impeachable of this president. I support impeaching this president.
Well, what would be your top three? If you were writing the, if you were drafting the articles of impeachment for the president, what would be Article 1, 2, and 3?
Well, I think number one is emoluments. I think it's always been emoluments. I think it's always been about that for me.
Mm-hmm. 2 and 3?
2 and 3.
There you go. That's all you need to hear. And make no mistake. Even though there is, you got to have cause for impeachment, grounds for impeachment, there's nothing. And you can't impeach a president because you don't like him. Otherwise, Barack Obama would have been impeached, but, you know, Republicans get weak in the knees when they hold elected, like Mitt Romney, bitch. You know, you can't act Do these people look like they're holding anything back? The anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers? No. They're acting, but our guy, we're the Tea Party. We're going to get in there and we're going to put an end to this socialist presidency. And he got reelected and they did nothing, including after they had a Republican president to get rid of Obamacare and all the stuff they promised. If we just get the White House. And are we going to reelect him again? Probably. It's sick. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brad.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Sir, how are you?
Hey, buddy. You know what I'm doing? I'm doing well. Been a long day. It's been a long week already. But I tell you what, I really enjoyed our session yesterday. That was a lot of fun.
It was. I've been lucky 2 days in a row because yesterday time flew by when you were here. And then Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson sat in with us this afternoon, and it was like changing times, because 2 hours felt like one. It was like going from different time zones. It was just really quick, and that's nice. Thanks for helping me out with that yesterday.
Sure.
I didn't really get to look at much news in the way of the economy. I know we still have earnings coming out. How's that looking?
Yeah, you know, today was a little bit of a mixed bag. I know so many people focus on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and I get that. So it's interesting, and I love talking about this because it really gives us an idea of what we're saying when we say the Dow was up or whatnot, because it's 30 stocks, right? And today we had Caterpillar and AT&T who reported, and interesting. So Caterpillar, kind of what we've been thinking, you know, they had pretty good numbers, but then the CFO of the company guided down for their next quarter, and he cited, you know, this whole thing going on in China. That's not a huge shock, but still it was a little bit of a disappointment, and so that stock was down 3% today. AT&T, company-specific issues there. I don't think that's really an economic situation going on with their negative earnings report today. But, you know, so you look at the market and you think, oh, it was down a little bit, so it must not have been a good day. Well, that's not really true. It's just that AT&T and Caterpillar are such big heavyweights in the Dow. They kind of pulled it down and overshadowed some other really pretty great stories. You know, in after hours, Facebook actually did reasonably well. You know, the tech sector continues to do quite well. So all in all, it's what I always say. You know, you got to sort of lift the hood and figure out what's going on under the hood. And that's sort of why we love these earnings reports and being able to sort of break it down and go into detail, give you a better feel for things.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, the
question that we kind of addressed yesterday, and I've been following our buddy Mr. Blackman, is I'm watching the oil situation. Where did that go today? Where is that trending?
We had a little bit of a pullback. Most of the energy names were down. Some of the indexes held up only because, you know, we got a little bit of a bidding war, it appears, going on for Anadarko, which is, you know, Chevron's trying to acquire them, and now you got Occidental Petroleum coming in there with a surprise bid that was higher. So, but, you know, oil is such a volatile sector, and so today you would expect a tiny little pullback, probably some profit-taking going on. Mm-hmm. But I think, if you look at the charts, if you look at what's going on in the sector, right now it's in an uptrend. But you do want to be careful. I mean, that sector is a tough one to really figure out because anything can happen. There's so many things that can impact that, you know, from politics to mergers and acquisitions to you name it, economic activity. So oil was a little bit of a, I guess we could just say we took a pause on that today.
Mm-hmm.
One name I did forget or didn't even mention, which was really sort of fantastic, Microsoft, blowout numbers in after hours. And that stock in after hours trading has hit a $1 trillion market cap.
Whoa.
For the first time, which is pretty big news. So it appears, you know, that across all most of their revenue lines, they came in ahead of expectations, and Wall Street likes that. So
that's that $1 trillion, that's a record
for Microsoft. It is, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's just so odd to hear those kind of numbers bandied about. the interesting trend here. Like, on one hand, let me bring up Netflix. There's a story today that they're borrowing $2 billion. Must be nice that you can go to the bank or wherever and borrow $2 billion if you're Netflix, because they're having trouble hanging on to their current programming. How is their stock performing?
Now, who are we talking about?
Netflix.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
There's been a lot of legal activity around them with product, like The Office is one example. They're fighting to hang on to the rights to have that on their site because it's a popular hook. I don't know all the details behind that, but it seems like they're being challenged in a lot of ways. In fact, Steven Spielberg is fighting, not so much attacking, but fighting Netflix and the other platforms because he wants to save the old-fashioned movie theater. I saw that today. But how is Netflix foundering? Are they going up, down? What's their trend? I'm curious.
So Netflix is, it's had a nice little run. And, you know, if you just sort of rewind, Netflix did a great job of sort of packaging all of this content that belonged to other companies. And then they figured out a way to put it together in a nice, neat package on a subscription-based program, and then subscribers could have access to it. The interesting thing, though, now, and the great challenge for Netflix is that you've got people, you know, out there, whether it's Hulu or you've got Disney or you've got a number of other companies, Apple, who's thinking about it, who are beginning to streamline and their own content, and they're going to pull it away from Netflix. Mm. So it's going to be interesting to see how things unfold in this type landscape. I do think that it was probably wise on Netflix's part to try to deliver some original content of their own, and they're working as fast as they can, you know, to sort of build that out. So in many ways, they are becoming a production studio in their own right. And so, yes, you would see someone like a Spielberg probably mm-hmm. push back because they're sort of infringing on his territory.
Yeah.
And usually the way these things end up getting resolved is, you know, they strike a deal. And then everyone's happy, and so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I mean, Netflix. Think about this. You know, they're going to lose everything from 20th Century Fox. They're going to lose everything from Disney. That's a big time library. You know.
Yeah.
Then you've got Amazon out there, who's got their own Prime Video subscription that's competing with them, and at a time when Netflix is trying to raise prices, and Amazon, what do they do? You know, they just underprice you.
Yeah.
That's been their MO for years. So I don't know. We'll see how they how they sort of manage through it.
One incredible piece of showbiz related news that has really no impact on the market and our money. The stars of the show Empire now have demanded that Jesse Smollett be brought back or else. Even though those charges were dropped and technically he paid his debt to society. It's getting so crazy. There's lawsuits flying back and forth. I really think the alleged prosecutor of the original case needs to be looked at. Something wrong with that. But it's just amazing how things change in the course of a few days. First, they're pushing away because they realize this guy faked a hate crime, and oh, now we want him back, or there's going to be, guess what, more hate. What a crazy world we live in. Why we go to Baumhauer's every Wednesday, so we can all gather around the round tables and commiserate, have good food, beverage, and get away from all this, although we've done a pretty good job all afternoon of staying away from all the insanity. If you would like to get going on a plan for the money you worked so hard to make and for your family and for your future and really feel like you have a sense of direction financially in life, you need to call 387-0094. And schedule a meeting with Brandt and meet his team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and talk, ask questions, and talk about where you'd like to be in a year, 5, 10, 20, your life. This is what is literally on the line when it comes to money. So make the most out of it. 387-0094 for McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Brandt, we will talk tomorrow.
Okay, buddy.
Have a good one.
Sounds good.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Oh, let's see. Vows of a thirst for revenge could land in trouble. God, you know, those of you, and I directed many of you over the years, many of you probably found the Drudge Report at my recommendation. There's something going on with him and the direction of that website. We talked about this with our guest yesterday, David Blackman, the Texas oil guy who writes a great blog, dvdailyupdate.com. Have you noticed what's going on Fox? If you haven't noticed a distinct, it's always, the thing that always pissed me off was people, it's phone news and it's all right wing. No, it's not. It never has been. That's up here where most of the other delusions are going on with crazy ass liberals, pardon my French. It's always almost to the point of annoyance. How many years has Juan Williams been sitting there flapping his cheeks? He's like the loose booty guy from Dr. Sigmund Azebo. It seems like everybody at the top, they all want Trump gone. And never mind the people are making more money. Never mind that we have, and now Kamala Harris says, of course they shouldn't have the right to vote. I'm a prosecutor. Yesterday, I think we need to have a conversation. And the day before, on Monday, she said, yeah. On the same issue. Three different opinions in 3 days.
Well, you know, at least Bernie Sanders has the stones. Be like, of course the Boston bomber should vote. Kamala Harris, Bernie's wrong. Kamala Harris with that weasel. Well, we should have a conversation about this. What a stupid thing.
She is the slimiest. There was a thing about that. An ad. Maybe it wasn't. It was a Twitter ad, but you could, reply to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was from her campaign.
A sponsored tweet, then.
Now, a couple of times I have just said, ew.
Oh, wow, Greg.
But I got ugly yesterday, I'm confessing. I got ugly. I went on that Kamala ad because it was all about, you know.
Are you trying to get Twitter banned?
No, they don't care. Do you know, this is a fact, I just read this today. Because I look at how relatively quickly we built up a large Facebook following, but only 2.2% of adults use Twitter,
right,
on a regular basis.
That's really an echo chamber,
very much. But on this gun thing, I said, so did Willie Brown carry a six shooter with you back in the day, or was he good for one shot?
Oh, my.
What a bunch of crap. No, I did not get Twitter banned. Of course, the president had a talk. I hope he threatened to throw Jack Dorsey into a ditch. Son of a ditch. Baumhauer's in 30 minutes. I probably need to be there now. Because I am getting a little bit crazy.
Just relax, all right?
You know, we're comfortable in here.
Think of, being on the beach, having a long conversation, talking somebody out of their mistakes.
And whatever it is you tell them drives them into a career in psychiatry. I got to live with that.
Right.
I still don't. I mean, she was happy.
Don't make mistakes with the surgeon. Make mistakes with me.
5:30. Don't make mistakes when it comes to the comfort of your family. That's why I got a nice note today from the Savage Redhead that calls in from time to time. Wanted to know about plumbers. They have a leak in their wall. And I was happy to recommend Clark's because I have a friend who had water in the wall. That's not something you wait. Well, we'll get to that. No, that's something you need checked out immediately. And you don't want people who are uncertain or unsure or you got to have people in there addressing situations like, I don't know exactly what to do. That's where the experience of Clark's comes in and beats out the competition. So I was happy to recommend 277-2125, and I said I would call immediately because that sounds like a bad deal. And the sooner you address something, the lower it ultimately costs, because, like that bathtub, man, that was one of those things. But they will get to the root of the issue and get it fixed. You have not only top-notch plumbers, but top-notch people, both in the heating and air conditioning side and on the plumbing side. People who are thoroughly background checked. If we checked out our politicians like Clark's checks out employees, we wouldn't have idiots running for office. Like Beto in his little arrest record. He's got a couple of things that have come out too. Loser all the way. But back to Clark's. If you'd like to learn more about a Clark's Club membership and the real value there in holding down your energy costs, go to ClarkComfort.com or call them at 277-2125 for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people. Call Clark's. Alabama certification number 99004. 532.
Montgomery Skywatch moving our way through the 5 o'clock hour, and we see an accident on the Atlanta Highway. That's right at Taylor Road. It's always busy right there. Be really careful. Also have an accident on I-65 north at West Fairview, so watch out there. And we also have those couple of accidents, one on County Road 9 at Mount Hebron Road and one on Highway 14 at Central Plank Road up in the Wetumpka area. If you're on the boulevard, it's extremely crowded this afternoon. Look out around I-85, the Atlanta Highway, and the Wetumpka Highway. Real busy in those areas. And if you're on I-65, it's a little slow down around the Northern Boulevard. We see it every afternoon. It's not going to last long. It will disappear of its own accord, but watch out as you hit that intersection. Let's be careful as we head on to the house this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with CBS 8 and ABC 32. Today is Human Trafficking Awareness Day at the State House. Four bills were introduced in the House that will help law enforcement and citizens battle human trafficking through education and training. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security say that 40% of human trafficking in the country happens in the Southeast. Lawmakers have advanced a bill that would legalize medical marijuana. The Senate Judiciary Committee passed the bill today. That bill heads to the Senate floor. The bill would allow patients with a valid medical cannabis card to not be charged with a crime of marijuana possession. Governor Kay Ivey will welcome the Auburn men's basketball team at the Governor's Mansion today. She'll host a ceremony to congratulate the team and Coach Bruce Pearl on making program history and their first ever Final Four NCAA appearance. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days, but get ready for some weather changes right around the corner. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy at times. A very mild night tonight with a low temperature down to 60. We stay dry. Tomorrow, with a high temperature up to about 82, widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. And maybe a few stronger storms involved with this storm system as well. Friday's high around 80. Looks like some really nice weather returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The Marshall Tucker Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone.
On a Checker Freight train, down at the station lot. I don't care where it goes.
Tune into the 3-Minute and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Marshall Tucker Band at the MPAC on April 25th. Tickets to the Marshall Tucker Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, April 25th, from News Talk 93.1.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
April 24th is Pig in a Blanket Day. But blankets are so cumbersome and difficult to put on your pig. That's why I use the Piggy. The pig blanket with sleeves. Now your piggy can go wee, wee, wee all the way home in snuggly soft comfort. The Piggy.
537 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now it's hitting me now. You know, no nap today. The upsetting situation that we talked about at the beginning of the show. Then the high energy of Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Brant, and I really need Baumhauer's tonight.
You can eat some smoked wings?
They have the new one. It was the winning word the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that sheet, Joey?
I don't know.
Well, after all.
There it is.
It is Pig in a Blanket Day today, and it's kind of how I keep the studio. The roasted. Fire-roasted buffalo-style wings kicked up with garlic parmesan, fresh grated parmesan, and caramelized onions. It gives it a crispy bite.
Oh, that does sound good.
Yeah. So I'm going to get some of those tonight.
Well, I'll be working late. I mean, I woke up at 5:30, Greg. And I've been here at the station since 8:30.
I woke up at 2:22.
I woke up at 5:30, and I went and got a workout in, and then I went and got the cryo chamber treatment. And then I showed up here. Well, I got some food, some breakfast, and then to go. Showed up here, then produced a show, and hopped on Dan's show. Now I'm here. Dana and Jacqueline really are like a shot of adrenaline to the arm. Time does go by so fast with them.
It does.
But then I still have my show ahead of me, and then I have to do more stuff after that. So enjoy bomb hours, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But you woke up at 2? That's your normal schedule?
2:22.
For folks who don't know this, you wake up usually every day about that time, right?
Every day at 2:22.
And when do you go to bed?
If I get a nap, 10, 10:30, and then I wake up by noon.
So you only sleep like 4-something hours?
Well, at night, I go home, I fix a bite to eat, I try and unwind.
Yeah, you relax.
With my old people TV shows. Little Andy or maybe something on the Smithsonian. Like last night I watched...
Andy Griffith does put me to sleep.
The plane. Well, that's the idea.
Right.
I don't want anything that's going to make me think. But sometimes I even watch that show and I think, God, man, Barney Fife is a fascist in the making here.
I've gotten in the habit of putting on like a lecture on something if I was awake I would find interesting, but it's just...
You know what I used to do? There was a guy. He was a jock on the last classical music station in Miami. His name was China Vales. The Maj, he called himself. He did a jazz show from midnight to 5, I think it was. And there was something about his voice that made my eyes get really heavy. So I actually had air checks of him. And I would just listen to those because the way he talked, he was a great jock, but not a great traditional jock. He just talked and told you about who did the third trombone on some artist that I've never heard of. And I don't have anything like that now. I had a cassette many, many years ago at the old Woxie. We used to call her Alice Chapstick, but her name was Alice Chapman. she did a public affairs show every week, and she hated it because she was nervous, and but it was part of her gig. And there's something about her voice that made me sleepy. So I'd get cassettes of her show and listen to those. It's getting harder and harder, though, to detox the world we live in.
Yeah.
You know, it's damn near impossible to watch the news for 5 minutes and not see something that's either infuriating, frightening. And this collection of this little clown car that pulled up into the Democrat circus tent and started dispensing Elizabeth Warren and some of the other. I mean, it's just, it's, that's actually frightening to me. That a woman with her, it's not even a conspiracy theory or a guess. She lied about being a Native American for financial and political advantage. And then in an act of stupidity, almost unparalleled in politics, had a DNA test that says she was 1,024th Cherokee, which is pretty much all of us.
Right.
To prove her point, and I ended up looking like the biggest fool on the planet. And now, well, everybody's forgotten that. I'm just running around running for president again. I just cannot quantify the chutzpah of people like her. Kamala Harris, like we were talking earlier. Monday, she was for a lot. This tells you what the Democratic base is going to be. Murderers, felons, people who have done very bad things. Who are they pandering to by offering them the vote?
Now, let me ask you. If Kamala Harris ends up being the Democrats' nominee, do you think Trump will go there?
With Willie?
Yeah.
Yes, he will. It's not a secret.
I do have to remember, this is the guy who had Juanita Broderick and a few others of the women who accused Bill Clinton of rape, and excuse me for giggling there. It's more the audacity of it, having them, Clinton's accusers sitting like in the front row right across from Bill.
Yeah, but Hillary is up there.
Oh yeah,
touting for women, pretending to be, you know, the representative of women, while she looked the other way while Bill was having his troopers offering, you know.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, is the first thing he ever, you know, Hillary, was that your name? You know, Arkansas, where I'm from, they have the biggest melons in the world.
Oh, God.
Honeydew, watermelon, cantaloupe.
That's the problem with Hillary. She was more of a honey don't.
The way you,
I still think Webb Hubble is Chelsea's dad.
I mean, who knows? I mean, I did consummate it, though. I did. I did my duty. Once. Not a marriage without it. But the way you check if a good if a cantaloupe's good in Arkansas is you have to feel all around the melon. And then you roll it, see if it has an oblong roll to it or not. Yeah, I mean, it can be a little oblong, but not too much.
I'm thinking in your head that you're at the food outlet fruit department. We heard the speech of melons. Hillary does not have melons.
Right. Let's just say management at Food Outlet hears some complaints about people rolling cantaloupes through the aisles. Yeah. They can blame me. Fair enough. So please don't do that,
but
folks.
What's the proper comp for Hillary? She looks more like a lemon. Bitter.
Well, according to George Stephanopoulos' book about his time with them, they used to sit. Well, Bill would sit on the couch. Hillary would sit on one end with her legs draped over Bill's legs. And I would feed her lemon slices with a little bit of honey. Here, take a bite of this, hill dog.
Need some wood?
You are the right hand of my Jefferson.
5:45. We're going to check traffic here in just a moment. In fact, let's do that.
Right now.
Right now.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch working our way towards the 6 o'clock hour, and we have an accident on the boulevard. It is right at the Vaughan Road intersection, so be really careful. You know how busy that area is. There's also an accident in another bad place, Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, we don't see anything to slow you down. Everything seems to be moving pretty well, both on 65 and on I-85. The rest of the boulevard, kind of busy, but this is just stop and go at most of the traffic lights. You're going to get through things pretty well. Taylor Road's still pretty crowded around East Chase headed towards Vaughan Road, so be careful there. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep on.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughan Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the producers of Avengers Endgame comes the springtime allergy hit of the year, Avengers Hay Fever. Featuring mucus the size of the Hulk, Captain Kleenex, Thor knows from blowing so hard, Iron My Handkerchiefs Man, and Black Widow jacked up on Sudafed. Avengers Hay Fever, now playing at the Claridon Cineplex.
550, the billion-dollar movie coming.
I'm so excited, Greg. No, seriously, I was jitty last night watching that review that didn't spoil it. These are usually critics that are very critical of movies.
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't want to overhype it, but they, everything you would want, they killed it. I mean, it was remarkable. Like, you're talking about characters people have known for now 11 years, mm-hmm. and they nail it. So I'm just so excited. Like, I remember going to the theater, the one at the Festival Plaza, with my dad in 08, saw the first Iron Man. And I can even remember points in my life when I fell out of love with those sorts of movies, like stupid comic book superhero movies. Who needs that crap? Then you get back into them. My brother was the reason for that. It's amazing that they've done this over a decade, and it's all culminating in this movie that could very easily have gone very wrong. But it didn't, and they apparently pulled it off.
I suppose I'm not criticizing anybody that wants to see it. Don't get me wrong. It's odd, though, to see so many people I know that are just like, can't to see this.
It's just awesome.
Better than wrestling?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, wrestling will do like a year-long build, and you get like a WrestleMania blow-off or something. Uh-huh. This, again, has been over a decade of storytelling.
Yeah. Didn't I see one of those?
Yeah, you saw Civil War, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know much about him, but I thought it was okay.
Right. And it's those same directors, the Russo brothers, mm-hmm. and they were in charge of Captain America Winter Soldier. They were in charge of Civil War, the one you saw. And you know how in that movie all these superheroes are coming from all over the place? Yeah. The one they did last year, Infinity War, was like that, but even more so, and with a bad guy that's amazing. Like one of the best villains in movie history up there with Vader.
Mm.
And then this one is like the big culmination of everything. Because, and that's what I loved about Infinity War. The bad guy wins. They essentially did a 2.5-hour tragedy movie, and it's good. So now it's like, okay, how do we fix this? The bad guy just won.
What the hell are we gonna... Democrats are trying to do.
Right.
How do we fix this? The bad guy. Just looking at a thing, who should the Democrats run? And there's very little opinion one way or the other about a male or a female or person of color as having the best chance to beat Trump. Crazy people.
Wait, did you see the Monmouth poll, though? They polled Democratic voters. And they said, how much does it matter to you that our candidate is a person of color and a woman? And I think the numbers were like 87% and 77% of it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Maybe they'll get around to talking ideas.
And right, right.
I mean, I haven't seen anybody that Trump couldn't pick apart like an old turkey carcass, like Joe Biden, speaking of old turkey carcasses. Well, I'm going to head over to Bomb Hours now.
Okay.
I'm going to give back a couple of minutes that I've stolen from your show recently.
It's happened, but it's okay. I mean, we're friends.
Join us in the morning. We'll have our...
For now.
We have another Bomb Hours winning word tomorrow. And a week from tonight, I'd like you to come both if you can, but a week from tonight, I'd like you to be there to help me celebrate my 14th year anniversary here in town. It's pretty amazing to me. Oh, there's the New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
What do we know about New Hampshire?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
That, and nobody's got really more than 20% in any of that group of lunatics, so.
What's interesting is Buttigieg, his rise. Gay Mayor Pete, yeah, he's really risen to the top.
He sure has. That butt good guy.
See ya. Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Montgomery Skywatch working our way towards the 6 o'clock hour, and we have an accident on the boulevard. It is right at the Vaughan Road intersection, so be really careful. You know how busy that area is. There's also an accident in another bad place, Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, so be careful there. If you're on the interstates, we don't see anything to slow you down. Everything seems to be moving pretty well, both on 65 and on I-85. The rest of the boulevard, kind of busy, but this is just stop and go at most of the traffic lights. You're going to get through things pretty well. Taylor Road's still pretty crowded around East Chase headed towards Vaughan Road, so be careful there. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, folks, this is Mayor Kelly of Millbrook, Alabama, asking you to join with Joan Drugs on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot in Millbrook. Have a hot dog. Bring your unneeded or expired prescriptions. See you there.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I wouldn't consider.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Attention, Yards of America. Now you have a holiday, too. Toro Days at the Home Depot. With the best prices of the season on the latest Toro push mowers, zero-turn mowers, blowers, trimmers, and more. To celebrate, come in now for our lowest prices on any Toro lawnmower or blower. Today is the day for doing. So get outside and enjoy the holiday. Happy Toro Days with the best prices of the season. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offers valid April 18th through May 1st.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he'll ignore any congressional subpoenas.
They want to know every deal I've ever done.
Democrats say they have a constitutional right to investigate the president after the special counsel's report showed what they consider misconduct in his administration. The parents of a 5-year-old Northern Illinois boy who they reported missing last week are now charged with his murder.
Authorities say the body of A.J. Friend was discovered on private land not far from his Crystal Lake home. The boy had been missing since last Thursday. Crystal Lake Police Chief Jim Black said they spoke with the parents who gave information leading to the body.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Measles cases in the country have climbed to their highest levels since 1994. Health officials attribute the rise in cases to misinformed parents who refuse to vaccinate their children. This is Fox News.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Dogs are man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Subaru, your 2019 Subaru Dealer of the Year for Alabama. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Subaru.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days, but get ready for some weather changes right around the corner. For tonight, partly to mostly